afternoon and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's ALEC subcommittee on outreach and engagement call taking place on Thursday, 26th of May 2016 at 1600 UTC. Live captioning will be provided on today's call, and you can find it on the top middle screen, and the link is also provided in the AC chat. Moving onwards, on today's call we have on the English channel Dave Anantilaxing, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Maureen Hilliard, Wolf Ludwig, Daniel Nangata, Siranush Vardanyan, Sven McKnight, and Wanda Scartagini. On the Spanish channel we have Maritza Aguero and Harold Arcos. On the French channel we have Abdul-Jalil Bouchard-Bong. We have apologies from Alfredo Calderon, Cheryl Langdonor, Ali El-Meshal, and Barlett Morgan. From staff we have Heide Ulrich, Lisa Gruber, and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Our French interpreters today are Camilla and Claire, and our Spanish interpreters are Veronica and Claudia. We'll be having a short survey regarding the captioning, so please be so kind to stay for an extra 2 or 3 minutes after the end of the call. And finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. Over to you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yasim. This is Dave Anantilaxing. And welcome to the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee call. It's for the month of May, and there's literally one more month before the ICANN 56. And so we on our agenda, we have a packed agenda, actually, even though it looks a short agenda, but because we are actually asking for updates from all the VELOs. So let's just get to it. On this second agenda item is the update by VELOs, including updates by VELOs on the outreach plans for crop FY17. Just to give a background behind this, crop FY17 was approved, by the way, for FY17 by ICANN. And one of the requirements for crop FY17 is an update on the outreach plan for each of the VELOs. And these have to be submitted all to the regional global stakeholder engagement for their vote, just like the FY16 plans. So this is an opportunity now for the VELOs to, well, review the outcomes of the last outreach plan and update their outreach plans for FY17. Now, also, what's critical is that all of these plans have to be approved by the GSC before any crop proposals can be filed. So any VELOs wishing to file for mid-July, early August, the time is coming short for these plans to be approved by the VELO and by the GSC. So with that, I'd just like to open the floor for the different VELOs. Can someone from, well, let's take it in alphabetical order. Actually, let's reverse this. Just to change this up. Let's start from Naralo side and then work our way up. Glenn, are you able to speak to regarding what Naralo is doing regarding its outreach plans?
Yeah, happy to. Glenn for the director of record. We haven't really changed much from 15, 16, and this year. We are consistent to reach out to three areas of outreach that we want to focus on. One is again, increase the nations or Aboriginal participation with our group. Second group is organizations with people with disabilities, special needs. And the third thing is when we did an analysis of our communities, what geolocations that were absent from the our ALS list. So when we came up with our outreach strategy, and we made a list of what locations we'll be looking at. We the one big one that starts this is the IGF USA, which is in July. In that case, it's the only one that's having two people go. And again, one of the changes that we emphasize for this plan is to have new faces going on the crop trips rather than the same old people, including myself. And so unless someone doesn't stake or cancels out, then we'll give the opportunity to do the thing myself. But we really want to emphasize in this new plan new people to go to the event. So the first event we're going to is USA. And again, strong emphasis of those individuals getting you know, a strong emphasis on those communities, the three categories that we mentioned that we want to outreach to work on. Our strategy with is not only outreach but engagement. So we've worked hard on working on engaging our community. We just finished an election where we had 97% turnout, but that's a lot of effort. That's working the phones, that's working with these individuals and making sure they vote. And what we need to do is work hard on our existing groups and our engagement to get them more active in working groups doing policy stuff. So again, that's part of that is to find out exactly what their interests are rather than just signing up arbitrarily for a working group to find out exactly where their interest is and work with them and nurture them. So that's a bit of our strategy. New FY17 was submitted to Chris Mondini for approval last week. He got to it and he approved it. So we hope that our two crop trips for July are not delayed. So that's just, and then after that trip, Tom Lowenhowe has a trip in November, and we have the other three trips scheduled, and again, it depends. We hope that a number of our ALSs apply for the fellowship for Aaron, which will be in Houston in the fall. And then, if all goes well, we have approval for our General Assembly for Morello, which will be concurrent with the Aaron event, which will be in New Orleans in April. So which, and then we've also outreached the new North American ISOC chair, because nine of our ALSs are ISOC chapters. And so we are probably going to be working closely with Mark Rule to do some in-service work with ISOC at that event. So that's it in a nutshell. Okay, back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Glenn. This is Dave. Any comments? Very detailed summary, I must say. Thanks for that. Any comments or questions or observations? Just one quick comment, question, Glenn. This is Dave. So are the crop proposals that's going to be for July, have they been submitted to the crop RT? Because if the outreach plan has now been approved by the region, by Joe, is it Joe Capitan, you can now proceed with submitting those crop proposals.
To answer your question, I know Louis had to do a bit of change yesterday, so I think they're now finally ready for the RT. So that'll be done today.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. Seeing no comments or questions, let's move ahead to Lac Rallo's outreach strategic plan. So for Lac Rallo, like Glenn, our draft plan, which is still out for comment, is that we are looking to do the same thing, that is finding organizations to become ALSs from the 12 countries in the Lac region that don't have ALSs. We are going to be, one key difference is that as a pilot program for FY17, the LAC strategy will fund two outreach face-to-face events in the LAC region, one in Latin America, one in the Caribbean. in those countries without at-large structures. So the draft text reads as that the Lakralo leadership, in coordination with the LAC global stakeholder engagement, would use the outreach and engagement survey data of possible at-large candidates in countries without ALSs, will then select which countries will have the face-to-face events. And we have noted some ideas for the planning of such events on our wiki, which dates back for about a year or two now, since this idea has come about, and is now being part of the LAC strategy. We've also noted, well, that the ICANN's, the two ICANN face-to-face meetings, which were going to be in 2016, one in the LAC region and one, well, in North America, but practically in the LAC region, have now been rescheduled and relocated, I should say. And we're going to be working with the global stakeholder engagement to mitigate the impact of those two meetings being rescheduled. Some of the things that the global stakeholder engagement have come up with will increase additional support for e-engagement events in the region, additional support for people in the LAC region to attend things such as like the LAC PLD, LACNIC, regional IGFs, Caribbean IGFs, and the global IGF, which is going to be held in the LAC region. Look to organize strategic remote hubs in the region for ICANN 57 and 56. There's some challenges to be worked out in terms of the time difference, but the idea is there. Also, what's also being looked at is looking at things such as webinars and readout sessions. So, which are readout sessions are like debriefing, community debriefings on the activities of ICANN 56 and ICANN 57 that takes place just after those face-to-face meetings. And that's really, is a summary of the LAC outreach plan. The plan has been translated. As you can see, there's an ES version last night. So now this is now going to go formally to the Lakralo list. It's been shared on the Lakralo mailing list. The Lakralo conference call last week as well. So hopefully this will get approved soon because the LAC IGF is at the end of July. So you may want to send somebody for crop for that. I think that's it. Any comments or observations or questions?
Dave, this is Janice.
Hey. Hi, Janice, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. First of all, I really do appreciate being invited into these calls. It's a great insight for me, and I think it's really important from a staff support, outside of the amazing support you already get from your staff. Secondly, I just want to comment on something that Johan said in his staff call last week, which is something I normally reinforce at the newcomer days, which is ICANN equals staff plus board plus community. And so I think, it'd be nice if we all can make a cultural shift that, when we say ICANN, we think ICANN, and we think that we're all it. So I know we have to come up with something else to say when we're relating to staff, but he mentioned it, and it rang really true to me, and I just heard it, said here, and I just thought it was important to reinforce that that's his mentality as well, that ICANN equals all components, and we're all in this together. Thirdly, I wanted to compliment Glenn. I really appreciate the direction FY17 is going with Narelo, with doing what Fadi had always been asking, which is, let's get the new blood going. They're coming in, they're trying to learn with guidance of how to treat a crop opportunity, of how to network at an event, how to utilize the experience. I think this is an excellent start to FY17 to get new blood out into the spaces. The last thing I'd like to say related to LAC RELA and the Latin American Caribbean region in general, with the movement of the meeting, and for Nahuelo as well, actually, with the second move. Fellowship application round closes tomorrow for ICANN 57. I will commit to you that I will do my very best when we finalize the selection list to keep a very keen eye to those who applied from Lacrelo, or from the Latin American Caribbean region, I should say, and meet minimum requirements per the selection committee, but work really hard on making sure we get good representation from the region, you know, based on having had to miss the ICANN, you know, experience. Now, ICANN 56, I do want to remind everybody, was open to anyone who was an alumni from any other previous fellowship, meaning no constraints on World Bank or developing lists. I also want to mention that for ICANN 57, if someone had come in and you know, looked at the application and said, I'm not sure if I can get in because of the country, again, I had several people reach out, and I kept, you know, trying to unofficially keep that application open. The fellowship program review we've been undergoing is going out for public comment, hopefully in June, and that includes opening up, as we talked before, to everyone to apply. So I will try for ICANN 57 to keep a very open eye to as many that meet minimum requirements as possible to make sure that you get good regional representation. And thank you very much for these couple moments.
Thanks, Janice. This is Dave. And excellent comments. And I mean, one of the things I always try to do when talking about ICANN is that while ICANN stands for the Internet Corporation, it's really the Internet community. And then I try to expand, well, you have a board, we have all the various communities and constituencies and so forth. And so regarding any comments or other questions? Just to say, this is Dave again. Heidi, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I just have a question for Janice while she's on the line about what you said about the hub for ICANN 56. I'm aware that they were going to be offered for ICANN 57, but I thought that I had heard that for ICANN 56, which is meeting B, that they would not be offered. So, Janice, do you have any comments on that? I'm just conscious of the time. You know, before we all meet in Helsinki, and if, whether there would be time to prepare hubs.
Yeah, the decision had been made, Heidi, and not by myself. When the preparations for ICANN 56 and this four-day forum were being put together to not do the remote hubs. Let me just not prolong this on the call. What I can do is get to talk with Josh and just see if we could quickly turn something around due to the situation. I definitely can't promise this. This was a decision made higher up than me to not do it for this particular meeting. It's kind of a pilot. It just had that different flavor, and I think everyone's just trying to test this out to see what's going to happen with it. It seemed like, I think when everyone's preparing for it last September, October, that it seemed much more of a closed meeting. And I think the vibe has changed a little bit on that, but, you know, that kind of was the feeling at the time. So I will commit to talking to Josh. If there's any way to turn it around that we could do maybe a Caribbean hub, and at least one Latin American hub, that certainly I'd be more than game to try to put it together quickly.
Thanks, Janice. This is Dave again. And indeed, again, this is like a preliminary draft plan that was sketched out to us by the regional GSE in a conference call earlier this week. So again, we're looking to find out details for this also. And just an observation as well, regarding your fellowship review, I think we'll look forward to seeing the public comment in June. Because I know many at large has an interest in seeing persons in terms of the eligibility requirements. There's always been some comments being made on this. So I think once that public comment comes out, we'll have a very detailed review and comment on that. Okay, let's see if we can move ahead on this. Let's see, Uralo. Is anyone from Uralo here to speak to about outreach and engagement? I see Olivier is here.
Hello, it's Olivier Catanablon speaking. And Wolf is also on the call, so I'll start up.
Yes, Wolf is
with a little bit, and then move on afterwards, and let Wolf complete anything I might have forgotten. So Uralo has had a strategy that's slightly different from all of the other railos, in that rather than sending Uralo leaders to various meetings and events that were taking place in the region, due to the difference in language, due to the high diversity that we have in between the countries and in many of the local meetings being in the local language and not actually in English. We've pursued the strategy for several years now to send, to use all of the five crop slots into one event, which is the EuroDIC, the European Dialogue on Internet Governance. It's in effect the European Regional IGF, Internet Governance Forum. And the idea behind it is that this is a single location where the discussions all take place in English, and we have, if needed, in some of the countries we had interpretation as well, and it was also a single place where we could actually sit down with the people that were benefiting from the crop. We could make use of the people who were benefiting from the crop in being at the ICANN desk, because there's also an ICANN booth that is in those events, and we could effectively introduce them to Uralo and to what we do. We have, in some cases, taken some newly formed at-large structures and given them a first taste of what it was like to be in an internet governance meeting, because many of these structures, before they apply, have not even attended EuroDIG or attended an ICANN meeting or attended a meeting face-to-face. They've done remote participation, but not face-to-face. We've also, in some cases, taken some prospective at-large structures. So people that Wolf or me or others that Uralo might have met during a previous EuroDIG or in some other way, perhaps at a global IGF or at some local events, and given them the chance of coming to the EuroDIG and to then be able to speak to them face-to-face and ask them whether they would be interested and providing them further information about what Uralo does and asking them if they would be interested in joining. The response for this has been mixed. We've had some successes and we've had some failures in that we've never heard from those people again. That the successes have been good, that has really allowed us to target Eastern Europe, where there was a real deficit at some point of at-large structures. Most of our at-large structures were from Western Europe. And so we have managed to slowly plug in the holes in trying to get one ALS in every country. We still have some countries that are not covered, but we, I don't know how many years now this has gone on. This year we've done the same thing. And we haven't got the feedback on this yet because the event takes place in a couple of weeks' time. So it's impossible for us to draw conclusions on whether this really works on this year. And we will have to wait until July to be able to draw up our strategy for the next fiscal year. That doesn't matter because in Europe, traditionally the months of July and August are taken as a break. So there are very few events taking place. If any, in fact, and most people are on prefer to take a summer break, and therefore our earliest requests might be for September or October if we were to make a different type of requests next year than we have this year. In the meantime, I have spoken to Jean-Jacques Sahel on other matters. I've actually had a call with him on other matters. And at the end of the call, we actually spent a good 10, 15 minutes discussing the Urala strategy, and I have explained to him this way forward. He suggested that we would meet. Of course, we are going to meet at Eurodig because he's also going to be there, and ICANN will be there, and he's going to be able to meet our five crop selectees, and he's also going to be able to speak to Wolf Ludwig, who's been an inherent part of the selection process as well. We're going to start work on a strategy for next year together to see really where Jean-Jacques wants to also go and where Michael Yakuchev, who is we have the luck of having two global stakeholder engagement people for this region, one for Eastern Europe, one for Western Europe. So Michael Yakuchev is not sure whether he will be there. I haven't got any details yet of whether he will be at Eurodig or not. What I do know is that he will be in Helsinki, and therefore if we don't manage to get both Jean-Jacques and Michael around the table at the same time, we will have another meeting in Helsinki with Wolf Ludwig, and perhaps even immediately after the Uralo General Assembly that will take place in Helsinki. So we will also have some Uralo members that will be present that could take part in the discussion to put together our strategy for next year. And I'd like to emphasize this, that we want to work hand-in-hand with global stakeholders, with the vice presidents for the different regions, and so that our plan actually goes in line with what GSE is doing. And that's, I think, quite important for a region that's as large and as varied as our region. And now I guess I can just turn over to Wolf if he has anything else to add on this. Wolf Ludwig.
Yes, thanks, Olivier. I just noted in the chat that you were perfectly summarizing the state of art and discussion at Uralo at the moment. So I have nothing to add. We will have the two opportunities. This is the first one in Brussels, as you said. I won't have much time in Brussels because I'm extremely involved in the conduct of the meeting, but I'm confident what we cannot discuss in Brussels, we will have the next chance in Helsinki. We can also raise this point possibly during the General Assembly and afterwards, and to discuss with Jean-Jacques and Michael a best option or some modifications in our strategy for next year. Thanks.
Yes, I was talking to myself. Thanks, Wolf and Olivier. This is Dave again. And thanks for the detailed summary. It looks now that Uralo is going to be really looking at the countries and working much more closely with the regional GSE on future planning. So I look forward to seeing the draft outreach plan from Uralo. Any comments or questions or observations? Okay, seeing no hands raised.
David, Olivier, if I can just jump in one last thing.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Catana-Blanc speaking. I was just going to add one more thing, which does come into the side of outreach. We have the requirement for a selection to take place, a vote to take place this year, because we have two candidates to take over the position that Sandra Hoferichter had on the ALAC. Because of this, we had ballots being sent out, and as you know, sometimes you don't get an immediate answer from the at-large structures, and Wolf and I have made it a point, and he has done this in past years, and I've followed up with his help this year, to actually call those at-large structures that are not responding immediately. We did not wait for the end of the voting period. We actually did that in the middle of the voting period just to make sure that they're okay with how to do the vote, the ballot, etc. And I've also taken the chance to discuss maybe 5-10 minutes what the aspiration of the at-large structure was in today's Uralo, when I manage to get the person on the phone. And I think that really makes a difference. I can certainly say that all the people I have spoken to were very surprised to receive a call, but surprised in a good way, and saying, "Oh, great! Oh, super! Urala, yes, of course." And you know, we're quite eager to be able to express their thoughts and their ambitions. And that might be something that I don't know if other railers do that. I know that Naralo has certainly done a lot of work into actually calling at-large structure representatives. I don't know if the other railers have as well. And if you're concerned about the costs, I've used Skype, using Skype out, and I'm not making any advertising for them, but it costs me just a few pennies to do so. You can call pretty much anywhere in the world for a few pennies, and it's quite impressive. That's it. Thanks.
Thanks, Olivier, and I do believe Naralo does indeed has done quite a bit of work in, you know, making calls to ELSs. And I think that resulted in a very high turnout at their regional calls, at their monthly conference calls, I should say. Sorry. Yes. So, and I think I think that is something I think other railers could emulate to. I can imagine some challenges, especially for the AP region, but I'm sure it's all doable. Okay. Any? Shivanush, go ahead.
Hi, Dave. This is Maureen.
I don't have anything to add. Can you hear me, first of all?
This is Dave. Yes, we can hear you, Shivanush. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I can now talk, and I think Maureen can add to the points which I'm going to talk. Is this the moment when AP Rallo should speak? Just clarifying.
Yes, you were next on the list, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. So we started, actually we also had the election recently in AP Rallo, and as you may know that through acclamation, the current incumbents will be continuing their India roles. And we started already with leadership team to work on our fiscal year 17 strategy. But some changes occurred with the recent change of the next ICANN meeting, which will be in Asia Pacific. As earlier, there was no plans for the fiscal year 17 to take place in Asia Pacific, so we were not working on that in our strategy, but because of that change, this will influence our strategy, of course. And there are already steps which we started to work on, like for Hyderabad meeting, ALSs, which are based in India, will be working together to apply to the Government of India for the financial support to participation in ICANN 56. So this is one of the points which we are going to discuss and put in our strategy, and Satish is leading the process with ALSs from India. And we also already discussed with leadership team the major events which will be taking place in the region during the fiscal year 17, and to see where are the funds from other possible partners available, and where we can use also the crop opportunities for to do outreach in some of the events. And we are going to put this also in our strategy. And, of course, we will be continuing very actively working with our global stakeholder engagement team from Asia with Jia Rong leadership, and as we did last year, actually. And we will be continuing the serious webinars for ALSs, for capacity building. And to give you more details at this point, we are in the process of working on that strategy and are planning to finalize it by Helsinki, because before Helsinki, some of our leadership team also will be participating in China Internet Forum, which is taking right after prior Helsinki meeting. So we literally will fly to Helsinki from China, and we are going to discuss there as well the opportunities of future cooperation, so this may also influence our some strategic action points. And by the end of Helsinki, we'll be able to submit our final strategy already approved by DCE team in Asia Pacific and agreed by all APRALO leadership team. That's all from my part.
Thanks, Arunush. And wow, I mean, well, I just noting that you're participating in the China Internet Forum right after Helsinki. So, well, two back-to-back meetings.
Right before Helsinki.
Any comments or observation?
Right before Helsinki.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, before Helsinki,
okay.
We are going to, on the 21st, 23rd of June, we'll be in China for China Internet Forum, and then flying from China directly to Helsinki.
Okay. All right, then. Thanks so much, Arunush. Any other comments or questions for let's see.
And if Maureen can add something.
All right, and Afralu. Oh, all right, go ahead, Sunish.
I just wanted to tell if Maureen has something to add to what I have said.
Okay. Maureen, anything to add?
No, I don't, actually. I was just typing into the chat. No, Sunish covered everything. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Maureen. Thanks, Sunish. This is Dave again. Okay, and Afralo's outreach update. Daniel?
Hi, everyone. It's Daniel for the record. And we've been having quite some interesting phase as far as outreach and engagement is concerned. After FY16, we at least were able to assess how we're able to do the respective outreach within the where we are involved. So a quick update is that APRALO will be participating actively at the AIS in Botswana, and we are going to be having an APRALO booth whereby different members are going to come and get to know more about APRALO. And actually, Tijani and I will be there, and also Sean. And one interesting thing is that also staff is going to be at the IAS, which is going to be really more interesting, and we're looking forward to it. When it comes to the FY17, it is not so much different from the previous FY16 strategy. So we're still looking forward at reaching out to more African end users to raise awareness about the benefit of their involvement in ICANN activities, and also to promote the ICANN stakeholder model using its bottom-up decision-making process, and to explain to different organizations or associations that may potentially become at-large structures. And the plan is that we're looking at participating more in events and to conduct more outreach to bring the different African organizations into the ICANN arena, and also to continue to make presentations as have been done previously at the AFRINIC. Also, I'm also happy to mention that the involvement between APRALO and AFRINIC comes in based on the MOU that APRALO has together with AFRINIC. That's why we see APRALO getting so much deep involvement with AFRINIC meetings, just to mention on that, yes. And also, we're also looking at, during the previous discussions that we've had with the APRALO leadership, and we created a Skype group to come and panel beat the strategy. And one of the key things that we're still looking at in the strategy is to get more engagement of the ALSs and how they can be able to input into the different working groups, which is also a challenge within our FRALO. Because we see the members coming up for the meetings, but we don't see their respective input. So that is something that we're looking at critically as our FRALO and leadership, and we're still having discussions. We're still going to present the FRALO strategy in a more specific meeting to discuss outreach and engagement within the FRALO, within our FRALO. I'll briefly also at the end, we put some targeted events, which included the AFRINIC meeting, the AIS summit, and then also others that will be populated onto this list. I'd like to welcome any questions as far as the strategy is concerned. Thank you. Back to you, Deb.
Sorry. Thanks, Daniel. This is Dave. And any comments or questions for? Okay. By the way, one thing to note, I should mention, and I guess this is not necessary for AFRALO, but for all the VALOs, is that, you know, a reminder is that we do have our outreach calendars to plan and put all these outreach events that you find, and you can then discuss and decide on what crop trips to go to. So do please make use of it, of the calendars, to track these outreach events and so that you can send crop proposals in time. Heidi, you have a hand raised. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. First, I would just like to say congratulations to all of you. I mean, I've been listening, and every one of your WALO's plans for outreach and engagement is very impressive, has come a long way over the last few years, and just very, very impressed. Given all of these activities, we would like to suggest that you start preparing small summaries of these events, take photos that you can send to us, staff, and we are going to plan features pages for each of your RALO pages on the new at-large website. And we can highlight some of these on the homepage as well. So what this would lead to is sort of a documentation of all of the success that at-large is having in outreach and engagement. And that's something that I think you can all be very proud of to show the world. Thank you.
Thanks, Heidi. This is Dave. And I think it's obviously a very good idea to, you know, to capture not necessarily recordings, but photos that could be shared, you know, on perhaps on at-large social media. I guess my question is, should we just send it directly to staff, or should we try to do a wiki page to collect the photos, or?
Dev, maybe, this is Heidi. Dev, maybe you can speak with Ariel and myself about that, and we can go forward
sure.
on what the best way to collect this information. But basically what we're looking for is just some photos, just one or two, and some very brief summaries of what it was, and perhaps, you know, talk a little bit about possible impact of these activities. Thank you.
Very well, and indeed a very good idea. Okay, we could probably even note that as an action item, so it won't fall in the cracks and during the wide amount of things that we all have to do. Okay, all right, any other comments? Okay, great. I know we've taken more time on this, but I'm really good to hear the reporting and hear the deep dive into what all of the VALOs are doing. So so let's just go ahead into our next agenda item, which is the outreach activities and ICANN 56. Okay, so currently two types of events are being planned. One will be a meeting on the Monday to meet with the fellowship and NextGen. And what has tentatively been planned was a sort of networking event on the Tuesday. So perhaps I can ask, I think Urello has had a conference call to have a further discussion on this. Perhaps either someone from Urello or staff can give an update on this.
Hi, I'm not sure if Gisela is on the call.
Gisela, I think you're there. You're on mute if you're speaking.
Sorry, yes. Hi, Dave.
There you are. Okay.
I was just waiting, Gisela again, I was just waiting if Olivier wanted to chime in on this. But just to give you an update on the format of the Tuesday evening, there is the President's Cocktail, and apologies if I'm not on the Adobe Connect room. I'm having a few broadband issues. On the Tuesday evening, I believe it is called the President's Reception, which will be in conjunction with the Yerwala and Civil Society Networking event. We're told that there's an area where the cocktails will be held on the Tuesday evening, President's Reception, and on the Wednesday evening, where they also happen to have what they call the Chairman's Reception. Now, on the Tuesday evening, we're going to have a corner. The exact format of whether we're going to be able to have a microphone to be able to have a few speeches, etc., still needs to be confirmed with meetings team. But we will have a signage up. We'll hopefully have the Yerwala banner, a pop-up banner in the corner, as well as whatever title we decide we're going to be using for this networking event, visible to people so that they can steer their way to the corner of the room. And that is the main networking event on the Tuesday evening.
Okay. Thanks, Gisela, for this. Okay, and just to confirm, I see Olivia has something to add. Olivia, go ahead.
Thanks, David. It's Olivia Capanablon speaking. I wasn't meant to interrupt you in something you were about to say. But did you want you ask a question?
No, go ahead, Olivia.
Okay, thanks. So just a couple more things to add. As you can see in the whole thing, so we are not going to have an outdoors trip to a university or whatever, because as you know, or perhaps you don't know, we're immediately after an event called Midsummer, which is the summer solstice that is celebrated a lot in Scandinavia, and the week after the summer solstice, people take holidays. So we were told that most of the local establishments, whether we are speaking about universities or schools, we're going to be closed or having a skeleton crew in there. So I have, speaking to the fellows and spending some time with the fellowship, with the next gen, with the people that will be there, and actually giving them devoted time, not just for the half an hour or 20 minutes that we present the ALAC and at large in the morning when, you know, it usually happens. Actually spending time with them and answering all the questions and perhaps even answering questions that they might have but they're scared to ask in a large group, and going on one-to-one and speaking to them is looks like something that's going to be really exciting. So that's one thing. But the other thing I was going to add was that we also have, after the cocktail, there is a, the show goes on basically, because the cocktails that are provided every night by ICANN finish at about 19:30. Immediately afterwards, there'll be an event by the Internet Society at a villa, which is only less than a kilometer away, walking distance thing. And remember, the evenings are going to be going dark at 11:30 midnight. So you're not exactly in need of taking a torch with you or anything like that. And so there's a little event going on at the villa, and afterwards there's a jamming session that goes on at the same villa, same location, and you can spend the whole evening. It goes on until midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning. It really depends when the musicians, members of our community, amongst members of actually all of the ICANN communities, it really depends when they'll drop off and be too tired to continue. But I wanted to add one more thing, in that hopefully, crossing fingers, we will have a new Yerwala brochure by the Helsinki meeting. In fact, we should have a new Yerwala brochure ready by the by Eurodig, which is in a couple of weeks' time. So we'll be able to have some of these brochures at hand to share with the fellows, with the people that are from the European region. And I really hope that we'll have enough, hint, hint, Heidi, really hope that we'll have enough to be able to give at least one brochure to each one of the people that will be there in the room. And I don't know what the total number of fellows and Next Gen and people that will be there, but if Janice can let us know this, then let's make sure we have enough brochures for all of them. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier and Gisela. So, okay, I think the Tuesday events, I think, seems to be well in hand. I guess I want to just draw some focus on the Monday session, because I think that's more of a formal presentation session with the fellows of Next Gen. So I think we have to look, well, we may not have time on this call, but I do think we have to then figure out what exactly we want to say to the fellows of Next Gen. Just for the date and time for the Monday session, what's been allocated for that? I see, this is Dave again, just looking at the meeting draft, I see that the session is scheduled for 1330 to 1500 as the session with the fellows and Next Gen persons.
Correct.
Okay, so I think we do have to then look at planning what type of topics on and come up with a more detailed agenda for that session. So I think, perhaps let's make that an action item to develop, let's work on developing that agenda for the Monday session. Probably won't have time to get into it, because I'm thinking roughly for the Next Gen that may be new persons, we may want to start with a beginner's aspect to what, you know, the at-large community is all about. But for the fellows and for which are the more seasoned persons, we can now delve into the type of things that the ALAC are focusing on in terms of policies. So we might have a discussion, perhaps, I'm just throwing it out there, things like the IANA stewardship transition, accountability, those types of issues. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, David. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking. And may I suggest that since we have a mix of these brand new people coming there and these seasoned fellows who are returning fellows, I think we're calling them, may I suggest that we don't have a one-size-fits-all scenario. So let's not have a bells and whistles presentation in the front of the room with a big screen and at least half the room will fall asleep. If we do something that is advanced, the newcomers will fall asleep because they won't understand a thing. And if we do something that is for the newcomers, the returning fellows will fall asleep. Perhaps should we have a tiny little introduction and then divide into several groups? I think there are enough of us to be able to take care of different groups. And each group could be discussing a different aspect of at-large or ICANN. And, you know, in a sort of small circle, so then people can just ask questions about things and like that. So that's one possibility. The other way would be to use an aquarium session for each one of the small groups, which is quite an interesting one, where you have, you know, sort of two concentric circles of chairs, one in the middle, one outside, and people in the middle start discussing a topic, and then they have X amount of time. There's a free chair that's there. When somebody from the outside steps into the middle circle, somebody has to step out from the middle circle. This sort of thing. Let's think creatively. Thank you.
And this is Dave. Now, just to clarify, I'm now scrolling across the schedule, I see there are two sessions. One is scheduled for 10:45 to 12 noon, and then at 13:30 to 1500. So we can... you know, do the balance. The first session could be more the Next Gen. The second one is with the fellows, which are discuss the policy issues. So I think definitely we could probably do something what you suggested, Olivier. Let's not try to have the one size fits all. Any other thoughts or comments on this? I think we probably have to have another call before. Probably another call before Helsinki to really work on this, work on the more detailed agenda. All right. Seeing no, all right. Well, seeing no further comments or questions on this, and I know we're coming close to the top of the hour, just to give a very brief update on the civil society approach. We had a call earlier this week, and I just wanted to let for those who weren't there, one thing is that ICANN has now put together a landing page for civil society, and fortunately, at large is mentioned on the landing page. The first draft version didn't have at large, so it's good now that this is now done. And secondly, there's also now a more detailed catalog of civil society content. And let me just pick that link here. So, and on the Civil Society Wiki, there's been a lot of information there now. There's now information on documents and materials, cataloging of content. There's also a table of upcoming civil society events. So perhaps us as realists can also look at those events and see whether those could be used for crop. So I just wanted to just give that very brief update on that civil society page. Heidi, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave. Just also wanted to let everyone know that the members of the Civil Society Engagement Contact Group will be having an informal meeting in Helsinki, and Gisela and Milena will be working with them to get a time to organize a pop-up room for this type of meeting. And this is basically a chance for them to discuss between themselves where they would like the Civil Society Engagement Contact Group to go, and perhaps set some operational guidelines for their work as well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Heidi, for that. And I'm sure that once it's been scheduled, we'll see it updated on the meeting schedule. Okay. Let's see. Are there any other business that anybody wishes to raise? I know there's a captioning survey that needs to be done, but Olivia, go ahead. I don't want to take too much more time because we do have about 5 minutes more from the interpreters, but I don't want to meet too much strain on the interpreters. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. This is just a question I would like to ask, and this is the outreach and engagement call. I'd like to ask it here and leave staff to deal with it. The meeting strategy working group called this B meeting an outreach meeting, and was focusing on outreach. And I remember the early idea was that each one of the supporting organizations and advisory committees were to go out there and perform outreach. Obviously, with the movement of the meeting that went from Panama over to Helsinki, and with the special case that we have here, there's no point doing widespread outreach to people in Finland. That said, I am concerned about the fact that it's been renamed a four-day policy forum. And I thought initially it was only this one, this specific case, that was a policy forum. But now I note with shock, perhaps. No, let's not use such a word. It raised my eyebrow to see that future B meetings are also called policy forums. And I'm concerned that this sends the wrong message out there to our other supporting organizations and advisory committees. I felt that this was only this one was a policy forum. The future ones would be the outreach. It does say focused on SONAC policy development work as well as cross-community interaction and outreach. But it's not an outreach thing anymore. So I'd like to check with staff if they could come back to us and give us a reason for this change of plan or change of idea, because this definitely was not what the meeting strategy working group came back with. Thank you.
This is Janice, and Janice being Janice, I'm just going to jump in. So this is an excellent topic to go to the public forum. So we have two of there. I would say to go through Gisela and Heidi to get it sent to Brad White. Brad is our moderator for the public forum, and make sure that he can introduce it to Steve Crocker at an early time here so that we can dedicate a proper chunk of time in a public forum to this questioning of the new meeting strategy. And I'll say that here's what I feel and know of it. When I saw the new meeting strategy published, I saw that for each one, there was an outreach and engagement day. Olivier, I also raised the flag in Marrakesh that I wasn't sure any of the communities had been given good guidelines of preparation. I'm not saying this to throw anybody under the bus. I'm saying this to say that as a community, I am in agreement in the sense of if a new meeting strategy was approved and it was approved with dedication to outreach and engagement, then we, as ICANN, need to come together. Mm-hmm. Maybe there needs to be a collaborative working group with staff and community, ICANN, to determine what outreach and engagement means at these new ICANN meetings. For this meeting B, I watched and talked to Marika when I watched it happening on the wiki and said, how are we developing this strategy? And she said, how are we developing the week? And she said, well, it's coming from the community. The community has decided that they need 4 days for complete policy. They cannot do it in 3 days because the fourth day, Monday, was supposed to be outreach, but they've determined there are too many things to do. So we have to realize that this is coming from all of us here in some way, that this is turning in a way that perhaps we all hadn't intended. This is not, again, throwing anybody under the bus. This is saying I think it's a great topic to send to your staff representatives, to send to Brad White, to send to Steve Crocker and say, hey, let's talk about this and what meeting B is and what outreach and engagement means at each of these meetings. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Janice. I know there's two hands raised, Glenn and then Alan. And
okay,
that's mindful of the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm aware of it as well. In terms of Norello and outreach, I don't see much opportunity. The only thing that I see is reaching out to the Sami people, which are indigenous people in Finland, and that'd be an interest for me. I'm not sure if Olivier with Norello has any of those contacts, but I'm fairly limited. But there was one topic I did broach with Dev prior to this call, is the idea of a birds of a feather idea in terms of at lunchtime. But I can provide some details on that. I provided a link on what a birds of a feather is in terms of engagement, but due to time, I'll limit my comments.
Well, this is Dave, and I think what we have to do is, and I think an idea of a birds of a feather type session with the next gen and fellows is important. I'm just looking at that schedule, and it looked like it was completely packed, at least on the Monday. And I suspect Alan probably wants to say something about the outreach day on Monday. So, Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. Just in response to Janice, she's quite correct that there was a strong message from some parts of ICANN that we did not have the time for outreach and we needed more time for policy-type issues. But I'll point out that the rigid rules that came following that thou must only talk about policy with staff, came from staff, not from the community. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that, Alan. And I think, thanks for Olivia for raising the issue. I think this is something that I think is crucial, and we probably do need to have a discussion as to whether the intent of the meeting be outreach be realized. All right. Any other comments or questions? I see hands still raised, so I don't know if this is following up. Okay. Alan, you have one more? Something else to add?
No, I just haven't gotten to put it down yet.
Okay, I think that's... Thanks for that, Alan. All right. And I know we're going past the hour, and it's, I know there's also a survey that we need to fill out. So, Yasim, or can you explain the...
Sure, certainly. Thank you very much, Dave. We do have some survey questions for you. They will now appear on the right-hand side of the AC room. So the first question is, the captioning feature of the Adobe Connect room is part of a pilot. Please choose the suitable term. Please catch your words now. Very helpful, helpful, less relevant, not helpful. Thank you very much. I will now quickly move on to the second question. Please help identify all categories that describe who you are, a person with disabilities, participant for whom English is a second language, participant who doesn't speak English, participant who has limited or low bandwidth, none of the above. Please catch your words now. And please do make sure that you can choose more than one option. It's a multiple answered question. Thank you very much. I'll now move on to the third question. What benefits did you get from accessing the captioning stream? Choose as many answers as possible. Greater understanding of the topic, ability to understand the session more effectively, provided the correct spelling of technical terminology, personal benefits of being appreciated, able to more fully Oh, please catch your words now. And this one is also a multiple answered question as well, so you can choose more than one answer. And we do have question number 3A. What other benefits did you get from accessing the captioning stream? Please type your answer in the blank space and do not forget to click on the icon next to it so we can see your answers. I hear some typing, so I'll be waiting.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
All right, continue.
And the first question is, where else do you think captioning should be required? Working groups, task forces, ad hoc groups, regular calls, ALEC calls, CCWG calls, other constituencies. Please catch your words now. And now I will quickly move on to the last question, asking for any final comments. Please, again, type your answer in the blank space and do not forget to click on the icon just next to it so we can see your answers. Okay. Okay, Dave, thank you very much for that. Over to you if you have anything extra to comment or say.
Okay, thanks, Yasim, and thanks, everyone. Okay, at 10 minutes past the hour, I'd like to thank everyone, and the interpreters, the captioner, you know, and everyone on this call. Very informative discussions, and it's and look, we'll definitely have another outreach and engagement call. Possibly within the first 2 weeks of June. So look out for the doodle on for that call. Okay. Have a wonderful afternoon, evening, morning, day. Thank you all, and this call is now adjourned.
The meeting has been adjourned. The audio now will be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Bye.